98.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Elm Creek has controlled the offense so far early in the game. Swing up front by Leibarger is blocked right back over to the Buffaloes and then returned for an Elm Creek point. And that is Kadra Brodine. Brodine with her first kill.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Overton as the unbeaten Eagles welcome in Wilcox, Hildreth, and Elm Creek. High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Overton will set Eklund short set. She's blocked up front, dug out by the Eagles. Set to the other side. That'll be swatted across by Lang, and nobody gets it for the Mustang. Overton has the lead for the first time since it was 1-0.
The Eagles are off to a perfect 5-0 start while Elm Creek and Wilcox-Hildreth try to snap that streak. It's the Overton Try coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Overton High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Your staff. Hello?
Hey, Doug, just a minute.
Okay.
Wait!
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to High School Volleyball, Fort Kearney Conference style on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Let's look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution for our first match tonight between Overton and Wilcox-Hildreth. For the visiting Lady Falcons, they'll start with number 13, a 5'4 senior, Lexi Jenkins. Number 4 is a 5'8 senior, Shelby Aspergrain. Number 15 is a 5'9 senior, Kylie Sturgis. Number 11, a 5'7 sophomore, Bailey Guthrie. Number 7, a 5'9 senior, is Taryn Pates. And number 9 is a 5'10 sophomore in Jessica Harms. The libero is number 10, a 5'6 sophomore in Rachel Earhart. Head coach at Wilcox-Hildreth is Michaela Knipe, assisted by Kelsey Haynes and Samantha Stossel. They are 2-4 after winning their first two matches of the year. And for Overton, they'll go with number 6, a 5'6 senior, Lori Callahan. Number 8, a 5'4 senior, Paige Smith. Number 5 is a 6-foot junior, Grace Eklund. She's followed by number 12, a 5'5 senior, Miranda Farley. Number 1, a 5'6 sophomore, Kinsey Enox. And number 9, a 5'4 sophomore, that is Madison Beavers. Head coach Haley Ryan, assisted by Alicia Remigie, a perfect 5-0, ranked as high as 8th in Class D1. We'll be back with the start of tonight's match right after this. Your starting line is brought to you by Five Points Bank.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good...
Hey, I'm sorry. How long was this break supposed to be?
...your happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very...
Say it again.
...support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr.
McClenahan, oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
When you're looking for a mechanic, you need someone you can trust and someone who knows what they're doing so they can get you back on the road. You have places to go and people to see, so make the car shop in Overton your first stop. Tim and the gang do general repairs, parts, and service. The car shop in Overton is a very proud supporter of all the area athletes in and out of the game. The car shop in Overton,
right,
your one-stop automotive headquarters, so when you're in need...
Okay, 30 seconds.
...and service, the okay. Car shop is all you need.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech.
Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Okay, Doug.
And welcome back to Overton. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Elm Creek is the third member of our triangular tonight, and they'll be coming up next against Wilcox Hildreth, and then Overton and Elm Creek will wrap things up. Teams kind of in similar jerseys here tonight, so that's always a treat. Neither team wearing the white home jersey, both in their dark black. The Eagles and Falcons both wearing a little bit of blue trim, and it'll be starting things off here. Wilcox Hildreth moving from right to left, and Lexi Jenkins will serve it away, and we are underway with our Fort Kearney Conference triangular, and immediately it's going to be put down by Overton and Grace Eklund. The 6-foot junior is one of the best players in this Fort Kearney Conference, and a first point of the match goes to Overton, coming in at 5-0. None of these teams have played a lot of matches. Elm Creek the most with 7, as we have an attack error hit by the Falcons on the right side, left side. Bailey Guthrie put it into the net, and that'll make it 2-0. The opening service point belongs to Lori Callahan. Lori, who's started a lot of these girls that are juniors and seniors, have started since they were freshmen. They took their lumps, and now 5-0, and Wilcox Hildreth with an attack error on the outside makes it 3-0 Overton. So starting off well here for the Eagles, firing it over to the libero, Earhart. It's going to be tipped over, returned right back by Eklund. Another free ball, and one more time it's going to be slapped over by Eklund, but not with a lot of power. And Wilcox Hildreth will pick it back up, pass it across. Now the right side attack by Overton. Drop down, they'll go somewhere else. Paige Smith will step in and slap it down for the Eagles. Paige Smith with her first kill, and then a service error just trying to set a very soft serve over that time. Lori Callahan put it into the net. But Overton got the first 4 points of the match, and they lead it by a score of 4-1. Ready to serve it away for the Falcons is Shelby Aspergren, and Shelby knocks it across here, returned over, and Falcons waste no time in bumping it right back across. Eagles get into their offense. Enochs with the set, middle to Eklund. Eklund finds the corner, but just missed the line, or they're going to call it in. The official overrules the Lions gal. The ball was hit right at her, so she was trying to get out of the way, and Eklund will get credit for her second kill. Overton 5-1, playing the best 2 out of 3 to 25. And the serve by Paige Smith. Right in the middle it goes to Earhart, and a double hit going to be called on the set attempt. So we haven't had any long rallies so far in this match, and Overton jumps up to a 6-1 lead. Overton with wins over Loomis, Pleasanton, Axtell, and SEM all in conference, and then took care of Cambridge 3-0 in their last match last week. Back to action here. The ball on the side of the Overton Eagles. They're going to have to pass it across the back row, so Smith does so. Finally a chance to get a swing here for Wilcox Hildreth, and it's going to be taken down and good for a Falcon kill. Bailey Guthrie in that 4 slot, the top hitter, and subbing into the ball game, Jessica Harms, and our libero Earhart will check out. Wilcox Hildreth to serve it away now with Kylie Sturgis, one of the 4 starting seniors. Served across very well to the outside. Attack going to be taken over by Enochs, picked up by the Falcons. Set to the back row and pushed across there. So an opportunity for the Eagles. They'll set middle. Here comes Eklund, and she'll drop it home. Grace at 6 foot is the tallest player on the floor. 5'10", 5'9", 5'9 for Wilcox Hildreth, but they're just going to have to do a better job of getting in front of Eklund. They won't have to worry about it for a little bit because she's in the back row now, getting ready to serve it away. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Overton, Wilcox. And the World Wide Web, kkpr.com, and all of our high school sports on PlatteRiverPreps.com. For photos and more information, it'll be going on as well. Any sport that you want to look at from any area school. As we're back to action here, there was a service error by Eklund, so Wilcox Hildreth will get to serve it across, and the Falcons will get into their offense, and the attack just long that time by Karen Pates, and back over to Overton. So the Falcons haven't been able to score on their serve early on here in game number one. Back to serve it away for Overton will be Miranda Farley. The lefty lets it fly. Deep back corner, backpedaling to pick it up is going to be Earhart, the libero. Outside attack just going to be set over from the 10-foot line by Pates. And here's the middle attack, put down in the corner and good by Overton's Madison Beavers. So it's more than just Eklund for Overton. And the center, Enochs, and Paige Smith moving the ball around very well early on here, and Farley will go back and serve it away again. 9-3, strong serve, bullet serve right across to Aspergren, who makes a nice pass, and the attack's going to go into the net for the Falcons, and they're not off to the start that they were hoping for, and we will get a timeout. So kind of sluggish, kind of like the weather is outside, not very nice right now, and a timeout will be taken here by Wilcox Hildreth. Opening game, Overton 10, Wilcox Hildreth 3. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Hildreth trying to get the ball back on their side. Miranda Farley with a couple of service points in a row here to take the lead out to 10-3 in our opening game for the unbeaten Eagles. And Farley tossed it up, left-handed serve, far corner, overpass right back, line drive. Farley had to be ready, and she picks it up to the outside. Overton on the attack with Callahan. And a dig in the back row will be passed back across here by Wilcox Hildreth. Here's a short set right side. Enox on the attack. Dug out again by Earhart. And a joust at the net is won by Overton. And the tip down by Madison Beavers. Her second kill. And that extends the lead to 11-3 as Farley goes for four in a row from the service line. Again, overpass. Wilcox Hildreth having some problems just getting the ball into an offensive set here. But they're bailed out on attack error by Overton. And Wilcox Hildreth will get the ball back, looking for their first point on their own serve. And back to serve it away will be Karen Pates, another one of the seniors on this Falcon Ball Club. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. And Jay Stair, athletic director, and all the fine folks here at Overton for their hospitality. As always, the serve is across, and we'll go right side with Enox. Off the block, dug out is Aspergren. Free ball, and it's going to be swatted too strong by the Falcons. Off the block, it popped right up in the air. Pates took a swing at it, and it was deep, and I don't think it would have mattered. She would have had a back row attack called on her, so it's going to be 12-4. Overton and Enox to serve it away. Just got it across, and they weren't ready for it as it goes off the hands of Jenkins and out of bounds. That'll be the first ace serve of the evening, and it belongs to Kinsey Enox, the 5'6 sophomore. Enox at 13-4 this time will negate the ace with the service error. And that'll be the third service error here for Overton. That's three of the 5 points that Wilcox Hildreth has on the board as Jessica Harms serves it across right in the middle to Eklund. Passes off the mark, and it's not going to be returned. Mishandled for the Overton Eagles, one of the few mistakes that they have had so far. And we'll register that as an ace serve for Harms. This time it's going to be handled by Farley and punched across. Middle opportunity here for the Falcons, slapped over by Sturgis. Overton goes to the outside, taken over by Callahan. And then some miscommunication. The ball will fall to the floor, and Callahan will get the gift kill that time as he was just trying to put the ball over the net. Didn't have a whole lot of power on that one. And back to serve it away will be Madison Beavers. Quickly getting through this first rotation, and Beavers will have an ace serve. Second ace here for Overton, and it's 15-6 right now. If Overton gets their strong serve in, they're winning all of those points, and that's why they're up by 9 here out of the gate. Another line drive serve. That's a beauty. No chance in the back row. That doesn't matter if you're 2-4 or 22-4. That's a tough one to handle there, and another ace for Beavers. Madison will continue to serve aggressively, and she'll get her third in a row. Three straight ace serves for Beavers, and timeout called by Coach Knight to try and slow it down here in game one. It's 17-6, Overton leading Wilcox Hildreth, and we'll be back after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Back to Overton out of the Wilcox Hildreth timeout. Three straight aces for Madison Beavers, but this one is going to be deep and out of bounds. So back over to the Falcons of Wilcox Hildreth, 17-7 your score, and serving it across Lexi Jenkins as we go through the rotation starting the second time. Middle attack here, Overton, Callahan, good dig in the back row, but then a lift after that is going to be called, and Callahan is going to get credit for the kill. Lori with her second, and Overton now up 18-7. Callahan goes back to serve, and a double hit called on the set attempt here for Wilcox Hildreth. They just have not been able to get into any kind of a rhythm here early on. And Callahan will fire away. She's got the permission to go jump serve, but put it into the net. And that'll be in a service error. And that's been the only thing that Overton has really struggled with here. That is their fifth service error of this game. And time to serve it away is Shelby Aspergren. The senior makes a nice strong serve to the back line to Callahan. Outside attack by Overton, taken across by Farley. Dig out here by the Falcons. They'll go to the outside. The attack by Pates will not clear the net. And it's a point here for Overton. And right now he's just got some of the Wilcox Hildreth girls looking to the bench, trying to get some comfort or advice or some coaching tips because nothing's going their way right now. And Sadie Dahlman is going to check into the ball game, try and change it up in the back row. Serving it away will be Paige Smith now for the Eagles. Out 20-8 here on their home court. Right side attack is overpassed by Overton, so a free ball opportunity here for Wilcox Hildreth. They'll go to the middle to Sturgis. She'll slap it over. Track down to the right side attack. Enochs will find the floor. Kinsey Enochs with her first kill. And Overton continues to roll along here. Paige Smith with her first point from the service line. And Smith, another senior, fires it across. Picked up by Earhart, who's doing a good job from the libero position. Free ball. Eklund takes a quick swing, but it's picked up in the back row by Aspergren and passed across there by Sturgis. Now they'll go right side. Enochs over the double block. Dig is made there by Jenkins and passed across again. Not many swings. One or two really good swings is all we've seen from Wilcox Hildreth as they set back row here to Callahan, and it's picked up by the Falcons. And again, just have to tap it over. So as long as the ball stays alive, that's what Wilcox Hildreth is trying to keep going. The attack that time by Farley, dug out back row, and then it ends up in the stands. Give Farley credit for her first kill, and now all the starters have picked up a kill. One thing about Overton, solid starting six, but there's not a whole lot of substituting for Coach Haley Ryan. It drops off to a lot of youth after that, plus we got a JV tournament, so not as many kids are suited up there as well, as another one has passed into the net here, and Overton is up 23-8 in a much easier fashion than we thought we would see here in the first set. See if the Falcons can get a couple of points here to get them spurred on to start the next game, but this one will be dumped into the net. Attack error, 24-8, and it is game point now for Overton. And Paige Smith will go back and try and finish things off here. Overton got out quick and has not looked back. Just drops that set of serve across, picked up by Dahlman, passed over, and here is the back set to Grace Eklund. And she wasn't really ready for it, and it went wide. She put it into the net. The center that time, Paige Smith, had her back to Eklund and thought that they were going to go to the right side, and instead she set it back middle. And to serve it away, still game point. Wilcox Hildreth will serve with Kylie Sturgis. Game point over to Enochs, left side, hits it deep and out of bounds. So a point on serve, just the second point on serve in this game. The other one was an ace for Wilcox Hildreth, and Sturgis will serve it away again. 24-10, the Falcons get into double digits as it's over to Callahan. Set right side. Now Grace Eklund will put it away, and that's the end of game number one. And it was done in pretty easy fashion here for Overton. They limited their errors and took advantage of the Wilcox Hildreth errors to cruise to a 25-10 win in the opening set. And we'll come back and look at the numbers in 1 minute here on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Let us know. Leave a voicemail at 308-646-0506.
For Wilcox Hildreth, one kill to Bailey Guthrie, 1A serve for Jessica Harms. Kylie Sturgis also had a service point, and that was it for the Lady Falcons. For Overton, Kinsey Enochs had an ace serve and a kill. Grace Eklund, four kills. Lori Callahan, four service points, two kills. Paige Smith, four service points and a kill. Madison Beavers, three ace serves and two kills. And Miranda Farley, three service points, one kill. 11 kills, no ace blocks, four ace serves as Overton cruises in the opening game here by a score of 25-10. And now they will serve it away to start game number two here. And Callahan will go back to get it going for Overton to start game two. And it's going to be down for an ace serve. So Overton steps up with their fifth ace here of the match. And it belongs to their first server in the rotation, Lori Callahan. Looks like Wilcox Hildreth trying to communicate a little bit better here, as you can hear a lot more talking on the floor. It hits the basketball standard, then it's passed over and falls to the floor. An unexpected point there for the Falcons. I believe that was Earhart that actually passed that ball across, so you don't see the libero getting many kills, but it goes down as a point for her. And Wilcox Hildreth will get to serve it away with Lexi Jenkins trying to, maybe that's the break they need, get a little something positive going here. As the serves across, middle attack, Eklund tips it over the single block, and Grace having her way right now with the Falcon defense, her fifth kill. Again, Elm Creek is the third member of our triangular tonight. They'll play Wilcox Hildreth next, and then at approximately 7, Elm Creek and Overton will battle yet again. Here's a very short serve that Smith just got across the net, overpassed by the Falcons. They'll go to the outside, Enochs, and she'll drop it home. Kinsey with her second kill. Makes it 3-1 in favor of the Eagles as Paige Smith is back doing the serving. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. All the final stats to stay with us as the Falcons go middle attack here with Sturgis. Overton with a good dig there. Callahan a little slow to get up off the ground. The attack is blocked by the Falcons once. Dug out the second time. Jessica Harms with that nice block at the net. And Wilcox Hildreth will pass it over. Set to the right side. The slide for Overton is down and good. Madison Beavers, her third kill. And the Eagles jump out again quickly, 4-1 here in game number two. Overton coming in at 5-0. Wilcox Hildreth got off to a good start. They won their first two matches, but now have dropped four in a row to the likes of Alma, Litchfield, Shelton, and Axtell after beating Elwood and SEM. And our down official has blown the whistle and called out of rotation on Wilcox Hildreth. And so that goes down as a ace there for Smith, so she'll take it, serve it 5-1. Now everybody's in position. Outside attack, lefty that time as Jessica Harms dug out in the back row by Overton. They get it to Enochs. That time she couldn't get it over the net. Nice dig in the back row by Brooke Christ Mitchell, who is in there in the back row right now for Coach Haley Ryan. Side out for Wilcox Hildreth, and serving it away will be Shelby Aspergren. Nice strong serve into the corner to Callahan. Pass up front good and slapped over by Enochs. Earhart runs it down here for the Falcons and punched across by Sturgis. Play to the back row by Chris Mitchell to the outside. Enochs, good swing, takes it near side. The dig is made there by Jenkins and passed across. Overton will try again. Set to the outside. The attack this time going to sail deep by Beavers, and a point for Wilcox Hildreth. Overton moves it around. They have not necessarily went to Eklund every time. In fact, they probably haven't went to her half the time. As the serve is across by Aspergren, and this time it'll be set to Enochs. Standing spike from the 10-foot line, picked up there by Jenkins. Pass to the back row, has to be bumped across by Earhart. She does so. Here is Overton, now to Eklund. She'll go up, the ball goes down, and another point for the Eagles. Grace Eklund, six kills, and she'll now rotate to serve it. In for Overton is going to be Alyssa Bourbon. She's a 5'5 freshman. I think just a couple of kids subbing in here, even on the bench with the JV tournament going on for Overton. And here's an attack in the middle by Wilcox Hildreth. Harms, it hits the net and falls for the kill. That'll be the first kill for Jessica. And get the ball back over to the Falcons. 6-4 Overton, game two, after Overton cruised in game one, 25-10. Overton will play the ball back across the net there with Bourbon, and that'll give the Falcons a chance, and they'll miss hit it. Into the net it goes, and Overton will get the ball back. Earhart checks back in as the libero. Enochs goes back to serve it away here with a 7-4 lead for Overton in game number two. Very short serve. It's returned into the net. That's an ace for Enox. Her second here of the match. And overall, that's seven in the ball game. One of those being an out-of-rotation ace serve. And the serve across again by Enox. This one is handled by Harms. Slapped across from the middle there by Dahlman, I believe that is. Yeah, she's still in there. Picked up by Overton, and they'll get the kill on the right side with Madison Beavers. That'll be her fourth kill. 9-4 Overton as Enox continues to serve. Overton will next be in action at the Loomis tournament next week. We'll tell you more about that in a moment as the ball's into the back row to Eklund and passed across there by Smith. Just saved by Earhart, and it floats over the net and falls to the floor. Well, Rachel Earhart's getting all over the place. The sophomore defensive specialist picks up another point there for Wilcox Hildreth, and that will allow Harms to serve it away. The lefty Coxon fires, and a strike across it goes. Eklund has to set it back over from the back row. Falcons go to the outside. Here's a good swing that time from Pate. Dug out back row. Eklund stays in the back row, and Enox just barely got it across, and the Falcons can't handle it. Enox found a soft spot there, an open spot on the floor, and able to get her third kill with just a simple setback across the net. 10-5, your score, and it'll be serving it away. Madison Beavers, who rattled off three straight aces last time she was there, but this time she puts it into the middle of the net. And the first service error here of game number two for Overton. So they have had a lot of aces, but they also had a lot of service errors in that first game, five of them. And now back to serve it for Wilcox Hildreth will be Karen Pates. She'll go into the opposite corner, picked up there by Beavers, slapped across by Overton, and that's going to be Bourbon to do that. Tip back over, ball at the net. We got a joust. It's going to be won by Overton. Getting the extra slap on it is Paige Smith, her second kill. 11-6, and in for Wilcox Hildreth comes Shayna Fouts, sophomore back row defensive specialist. And checking back in for the Eagles is going to be Brooke Chris Mitchell. And she'll come in to serve it away here with your score, Overton 11 and Wilcox Hildreth 6 in our second set. Strong serve goes right down the middle that time. The Falcons handle it and set it to the outside where it's blocked by Eklund, and Grace will get the first ace block of the match. 12-6 now in favor of Overton. You're listening to high school volleyball from the Overton Triangular on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hildreth, and Overton. And here's an outside attack by the Falcons down and good. Shelby Aspergren gets a good swing on that one, her first kill. And Wilcox Hildreth a lot more competitive here in game two than they were in the opening set. And Sadie Dahlman will come in to serve it away. Dahlman with the serve. Floats it right down the middle. Handled there by Overton, and then tipped over, a little indecision. It looked like it was going to fall to the floor. Now Eklund will get the set and put it down in the back left corner. Grace with her seventh kill for a minute there. I thought the Falcons were just going to watch that one hit the floor, and then they punched it across for an easy put away. And Callahan now serves it away. Earhart with the dig. Set made by Jenkins from the 10-foot line. It's spiked across by Aspergren. Picked up in the back row by Chris Mitchell, and Enox on the swing. Stays in the back row. Wilcox Hildreth runs into each other, and the ball will not come back. Enox picks up another point, and now Overton has taken it out to a 7-point lead as they've scored four of the last 5 points. Callahan again with a soft serve that gives Wilcox Hildreth some problems as they scramble to pass it across. They do. Here's the set for Eklund. Partially blocked, but nobody can dig it up after that. And Grace with another kill. So Overton's got a run going, and Coach Michaela Knipe says we better call a timeout here. So she will, and Lori Callahan will be back to serve when we come back after Overton takes the opening set 25-10. They lead Wilcox Hildreth 15-7 in Game 2 here on Classic Hits.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
10 seconds.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Let us know. Leave a voicemail at 308-646-0506.
Classic Hits out of the Wilcox Hildreth timeout. Callahan serves it over. It's returned right back. Enox takes a swing here for the Eagles. Dug out there by Harms and passed across. Enochs and Callahan pick the ball up there and pass it into the back row. So it has to be bumped across. Free ball here for the Falcons. They'll go into the middle. Swing taken across that time by Sturgis. Picked up Overton. Slide to Eklund. Her attack is overpassed out of bounds. And Eklund, on one of the rare slide attempts here, gets a good swing and gets her fifth kill of this game, ninth of the match. And it's 16-7 in favor of the Overton Eagles, and make it 17-7 because just that quick, an ace serve for Lori Callahan. That's going to be her second of this game. She's got 9 points from that service line, so obviously the opening rotation here in the number one server, they like what they're seeing. Here's a pass back into the net, tipped there by Enochs as it crawled over. Back over to Eklund. Instead, they're going to go to Enochs. Enochs takes it over the block, but also hit it just about a foot too deep, and out of bounds it'll go. So side out it back over to Wilcox Hildreth. 17-8 Overton, and Lexi Jenkins now to serve it away. Jenkins, high floating serve into the back row there to Callahan. Set up Eklund, who got up and really put a swing on that one, and down it goes. Eklund with her 10th kill, and now they're starting to go to Grace a little bit more here as she is in the zone for her Overton Lady Eagles. And the rotation will send Smith back to serve it away. Page fires it across. The Falcons handle this one and tip it down for the kill. Kylie Sturgis with her first kill, and back over to the Falcons. That was as good as a pass that we've seen from the Falcons so far tonight, and it set them up for an easy little tip kill. Falcons are going to sub now. Karen Pace rotates back into the front row as Fouts will check out. And to serve it away will be Shelby Aspergen. She is not afraid to serve aggressively. Picked up in the back row that time by Chris Mitchell. Tipped across and the kill registered by Overton. Enochs taking care of it with Madison Beavers right there. And checking back in will be Alyssa Bourbon. Into the front row here for Overton as they're cruising again now. 19-9, and Grace Eklund to serve it away. Eklund, strong serve, back middle, Earhart, and it looks like they're going to call here for a lift, so that'll be an ace for Eklund, who picks up her first service point of the afternoon, and the final timeout will be taken here by Wilcox Hildreth. They still have to come back play Elm Creek, so Coach Knipe wants to try and get a little bit better here as the evening progresses. So timeout on the floor, 20-9. Overton, we'll be right back.
When you're looking for a mechanic, you need someone you can trust and someone who knows what they're doing so they can get you back on the road. You have places to go and people to see, so make the car shop in Overton your first stop. Tim and the gang do general repairs, parts, and service. The car shop in Overton is a very proud supporter of all the area athletes in and out of the game. The car shop in Overton, your one-stop automotive headquarters, so when you're in need of parts, repairs, and service, the car shop is all you need.
And welcome back to Classic Hits coverage of high school volleyball and on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, KKPR.com, wherever you want to go. You can hear it on the net as well as Wilcox Hildreth using their final timeout, and Grace Eklund to serve it away again. Tipped back over that time by Harms and tipped right back into their face by the other number nine, Madison Beavers. A battle of the nines at the net, and Overton's going to win that one again. Beavers getting her fifth kill. Eklund looking for three in a row now from the service line. 4 points away from the match. This one will be picked up back row by Aspergren. Set to the outside. Pates with a good swing. Eklund off the block will pick it up in the back row with the dig. Middle attack taken across that time by Bourbon. Handled that time by the Falcons and tipping it over as Pates very quickly. So Overton goes to work. Right side attack. Dug out. Goes into the back row. Has to be passed over and will be by Jessica Harms. Still alive. Overton's going to set back row for Eklund. Get her some work from there, and that's going to work. So Grace, wherever she's at right now, is putting up some stats. Not only does she get the kill, she gets the service point. She stays back there 22-9 in a near identical fashion from the opening game. And Eklund serve a little bit deeper here. Earhart backs up to make the play. And it'll be tipped across that time by Pates. Overton runs it down and has to set it back across. Opportunity here for the Falcons. Set by Jenkins. Outside attack right side. The lefty will take it over Harms. The dig is made. Here comes Enochs for Overton. Off the block, she'll get it down and good. So rally that time on that point that the Falcons were right in the middle of, and then one errant pass, and that set it up easily for Enochs. And Eklund will serve again. She's got four in a row. Two away from the match. Across to Earhart. Pass made, but it stays in the back row. Has to be set across there by Jenkins. Eklund picks it up back row. Set in the middle again. Taken across by Bourbon. Falcons dig and pass it over into the back row. Backing up to get it is Eklund. Here's the set outside for Enochs over the single block, and it's down and good. So Kinsey, having herself a really good night, has 6 kills in this game. So Eklund is back there serving, and Enochs, who is one of the 2 setters on this team, gets us to game point. 24-9, match point here for Overton to go to 6-0 on the season. Serve over to Earhart. Jenkins sets middle. The attack is going to be driven down and good by Wilcox Hildreth's Jessica Harms. So they're not ready to finish things up just yet, and we could have identical scores of the 2 sets if Overton ends it here. It was 25-10 in the first. It's 24-10 now. And serving it away is Kylie Sturges. She'll be back there till this match ends. As the serve is across, picked up by Callahan, passed into the net, free ball slapped over, and it's down and good by Karen Pates. An errant pass that time on serve receive gave Wilcox Hildreth the opportunity to jam one down, and so they do. Point number 11, still match point for Overton. Sturges serve, takes it across to Callahan again, set made, and a slap across that time by Bourbon, quickly returned and tipped over, and we're going to get a lift called on Overton. So 3 in a row here for Wilcox Hildreth as the match winding down at 24-12. Sturges will just try to keep those serves in, see if they can get a couple more points before it's done. Eklund on the dig, pass by Smith, punched across that time by Beavers. Falcons have it. They go middle. On the tip, it's going to be just wide that time by Dahlman, and that will bring us to the end of the match. 25-10, 25-12. Overton defeats Wilcox Hildreth to improve to 6-0 on the season. They'll take a break and play Elm Creek at around 7 o'clock. Of course, Wilcox Hildreth drops to 2-5, and they will take on Elm Creek in our next match, who's 4-3 on the season. We'll give you the stats on the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute here on Classic Hits.
You've been planning to finish that room and remodel the basement, but there's never time. You can't always keep up on the to-dos of a house, and that's when you call the guys at Husker Tech. They can take the stress out of getting your house done, allowing you to still live your life. Commercial or residential remodeling, Husker Tech can also do all the concrete work, and they specialize in farm building steel or wood construction. They can take care of everything that needs to be done, except for maybe the dishes. That's on you. So call the McCarter boys today. You can find their listing in the Overton phone book.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open Monday through Saturday for your shopping convenience and late night on Thursday. So check them out till 8 at Misco Sports. Our final score, Overton 25-10, 25-12 over Wilcox Hildreth. Here are the numbers in Game 2. A lot better for the Falcons. As you'll see, Overton really earned all their points. And by saying that, you add the kills, the ace blocks, and the ace serves, and they had 23 of their 25 points. Wilcox Hildreth didn't make as many unforced errors in Game 2 as they did in that opening set. And they got a few more offensive plays themselves. Shelby Ashbergen had a service point and a kill. Karen Pates had a kill. Jessica Harms, 2 kills. Rachel Earhart had a couple of kills from her libero position, just passing it over into the right spot. Kylie Sturges, 2 service points, 1 kill. 7 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for the Falcons in Game 2. For Overton, Kinsey Enochs, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 6 kills. Brooke Chris Mitchell had a service point. Grace Eklund had 5 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block and 7 kills. Lori Callahan had 5 service points, 2 of them aces. Paige Smith, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Madison Beavers had 3 kills. I had Overton for 17 kills, 1 ace block, and 5 ace serves as they take Game 2, 25-12. We'll come back and give you the cumulative stats and wrap up our first match right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
And back on the Wisco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the overall final stats of our first match. For Wilcox Hildreth, Shelby Aspergren, a service point and a kill. Karen Pates had a kill. Jessica Harms had an ace serve and two kills. Rachel Earhart, two kills. Bailey Guthrie, a kill. And Kylie Sturgis, three service points, one kill. Falcons managed eight kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve. They'll fall to 2-5 on the season and play Elm Creek here in just about 20 minutes. Then after tonight's triangular, they will be back in action on the 20th as they head to Eustis Farnham for a triangular with the Knights and with Pleasanton. Then they return home for a couple of triangulars on the 22nd and the 29th. They'll see Southern Valley, Axtell, Amherst, and Loomis in that competition. Then SEM comes over for a duel on the 30th. For the Overton Eagles, here's how things broke down for them. Kinsey Enox, three service points. Two of them were aces. She had seven kills. Grace Eklund, five service points. Hello? Okay, well, we're back. Sorry about that. Kinsey Enox, three service points. Two of them were aces. She had seven kills. Brooke Chris Mitchell had a service point. Grace Eklund, five service points. And for Grace, with those five service points, one was an ace block, and 11 kills to lead everyone in the match. Lori Callahan, top server. She had 9 points, two of them aces, two kills. Paige Smith, seven service points. One was an ace, two kills. Madison Beavers, three ace serves, five kills. Miranda Farley, three service points. And one kill. 28 kills, one ace block, nine ace serves. A solid performance here in the opener for Overton as they improved to 6-0 with a 25-10, 25-12 win over Wilcox Hildreth. They'll take a short break and play here at about 7 o'clock against Elm Creek. Then after tonight's action, they head over to Loomis for their round-robin tournament coming up on the 20th. They'll get three games in over at Loomis, including seeing Franklin and D2 top-ranked Bertrand. That may be their first big match because Overton has not dropped the set so far in their first six matches. Overton, this is a rarity. They playing a couple of triangulars at home early, but as I scan the schedule here, Overton doesn't play at home the rest of the season unless they stay there and get that home site in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. So that is very unusual as well. Overton wins it 25-10, 25-12. We'll take a short break. Be back in about 15 minutes with Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth. So stay with us. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports has whatever it is you need. Cold weather, folks. You got to go outside, watch some football, cross country, softball, tennis, whatever it is. Support your favorite team, Husker Gear, Loper Gear, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, and of course, many other of your favorite sports teams as well. Warm up, be ready at Misco Sports. For Steph, our producer-engineer back at the studios, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us and keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with more Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball coming your way at the top of the hour.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.